California Governor Gray Davis signed what some are calling the nation's most comprehensive recycling law, and others say is watered down. It requires that retailers collect a recycling fee of up to $10 on certain monitors, flat panel screens, and most television sets. A government board will use the money to pay recyclers. Wisconsin Democratic Representative Mark Miller says that's public recycling.
I think that the difficulty with that approach is it doesn't really encourage manufacturers to manufacture their equipment in a way that makes it easier to recycle and refurbish.
Miller's proposal requires companies that make computers to design plans to handle their old ones.
What we're saying is that you've got 2 years to develop a take-back procedure, and that can be whatever way works most effectively.
Plus, the proposal bans all computers from landfills. The Grassroots Recycling Network in Wisconsin supports the Miller bill because the burden of recycling does not fall on taxpayers. Executive Director David Wood credits some companies for already taking responsibility.
In California, Hewlett-Packard was one of the first and strongest supporters of the original version of the bill. That is, Hewlett-Packard endorses the producer responsibility approach because they've been moving in that direction for years, whereas IBM and some of the television manufacturers feel that producer responsibility is the wrong way to go. So there's great inconsistency between companies within the industry.
So passing comprehensive legislation is tough. Last year, Minnesota took the first step and banned computers from landfills and may consider tougher legislation this year. If Representative Miller's legislation gets bogged down, he says a landfill ban on its own may be a first step in Wisconsin. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.